Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 and amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord He has made, and I'm already rejoicing. I'm already glad about it. I'm already glad in it, because no one can give you the day but the Lord, because the Lord spoke to His disciples, and He told them to ask our Father for this day our daily bread. So we thank God that the day belongs to the Lord. All blessings come from God. All praises are to our God. We thank you again for being on board with us one more time in this month of April. God has blessed mightily. I thank God for allowing me to see another birthday. I'm just so grateful to God on this evening. I made the trip up to New York and back home safely. I found my husband still safe when I returned, and all is well. What a mighty God we serve. I was happy to be amongst family and friends one more time. I'm so proud of being loved by the Lord. You know, the songwriter said, I'm so proud of being loved by you. Well, I'm going to take this song and say, I'm so proud of being loved by Jesus. I'm proud to be loved by the Lord, because I don't know why He loved me, and I don't know why God even cared. I don't know why He sacrificed His life for me, but I'm so glad He did. I tell you, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. I'm going to decrease so our precious Mother Janie can increase. She stays locked and loaded, and she's ready to bless us with her voice on this evening, singing the songs of Zion and whatsoever God places on her heart. But whatever she sings, it's always on time. I tell you, I look forward to Mother. I'm excited tonight about the goodness of the Lord. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for what He has done for me. I do give honor to God. If you didn't know that was giving honor with all that I just said about God, all the accolades that I laid upon Him, if you don't know that that's giving honor to God, then you need to go back and find out where you coming from. I'm going to decrease, as I said, and let Mother come forward in her own way. People of God, our precious Mother Janie Lennon. God bless you, Mother. You're live.
Good afternoon to everybody that's on the virtual line. I want you to know that Pastor Patricia already baked the cake, and she bought the finish, put the icing on it. I want you to know that Pastor Patricia, it's always a pleasure just to hear you. And like I said, I went to church on Sunday, and my niece Evangelist Simmons preached a sermon, and I'm one to jot down little notes and take in. And the subject was, don't forget where cometh your health. Don't forget where you come from. And, you know, I tell my children and my grandchildren that all the time. And she said when there was in a little morning meeting, they had a conversation on the old-time butts meat. When people eat butts meat and white rice and put some grease on it. From that butts meat, they put the grease on it. and people had a meal. It wasn't that you eating pork chop and steak and chicken and all that, but meat. And I went to one of my cousin's little get-together, and the first thing they served last Sunday was smoked butts meat. And that brought back some memories, y'all. That brought back some memories. So not to belong the time, oh, my goodness, this song that I'm going to sing, I had this lady name wrong, so I got to sing this song for her again. But I heard Pastor Patricia saying a few minutes ago, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, but what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve. You know he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. You know he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, but what a mighty God you serve. What a mighty God you serve. You know he woke you up this morning, started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, but what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know he woke you up this morning, started you on your way. What a mighty God you serve. And I would like to sing this song for Mother Nanette. I think that's her name, but I'll be doing this song on Sunday night for her. It's a surprise, and she probably won't know. But though she's on the line listening, and I think she's at work. But anyway, the name of this song is My God is Real. If you don't think God is real, let's go through some things and see God work it out for you. Because I know he worked it out for me. And more than one occasion, thank you, God, thank you. There are some things I may not know. There are some places this I can't go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Don't you know, yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he have washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scold, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me. I'll take God's part, for God is real.
Yes, he is.
And I can feel him in my soul.
Yes, Jesus.
Don't you know that? Yes, God is real. Real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real. For I can feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel his holy power. Don't you know God is real, real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Don't you know that, yes, God is real. He's real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Oh, his love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God
is real.
Yes, he's real.
Yes,
Lord. God is real. You don't know by now. You'll never know that the God we serve is real. Real in my soul. For he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real. For I can feel it in my soul. I tell you, Mother, that was all right. Yes, God is real tonight, people of God. God is real. Whether you can feel it or not, he is still real. Because there are some people that can't feel God or his love. But that doesn't make it not be real. God is real. Oh, my God. God is real. Somebody sang this song, said, real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory because so many people doubt him. And I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. For he's so real to me. I love him because he's real. Woo! My God. Ah, yes, God is real. Yes, he is. God is not dead. Mm-mm. He is yet alive. I can feel him in my hands, and I can feel him in my feet, and I can feel him all over me. God is not dead this evening. He's yet alive. Don't you want to feel this God all over you? He gets in your hands and he makes you clap. He gets in your feet and he makes you dance. Gets in your eyes and he makes you cry. Oh, yes, God is real. Real in my sanctified soul. I am so happy in Christ this evening. I tell you, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. I'm going to take him at his word. I will rest upon his promise, just to know the say the Lord Jesus. Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Tis so sweet just to trust in Jesus, just to know what saved the Lord. I tell you, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. But I tell you, you gotta know that God is real in your soul. Oh, I tell you, I just feel like I just rose up off of my seat to get up to give God some praise with my feet. I feel like dancing right now because I feel Jesus down in my sanctified soul. I'm so glad that Jesus is my Savior. I'm so glad that he died for me. I'm so glad that he is real tonight. Jesus is all the world to me. Jesus is real. He is my joy, my time of sorrow. He is my hope for tomorrow. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my water when I'm thirsty. He's Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name, singing glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name. Hallelujah. I feel good right now. I feel good, and I'm glad to be feeling good. I went to my doctor on today for the results of my test. I've been getting a little winded, a little short of breath, and as I've said many times before, that when I was 44, I had a heart attack. And they put a stent in my heart, and I have not had any problem since I had that operation. But as we get older, our bodies change and things change. And I've been under a tremendous amount of stress for a long time now, for years. But it's all good because I serve a risen Savior who is sweet in my soul right now. And so I had to go last week for an echocardiogram. And then I had to go back for the dye stress test. I don't walk the treadmill. So I have to do a three-hour test for them to check my heart. And someone said, well, it's just probably stress. Well, that's fine. That's why I have insurance. I don't have to guess at what it is. I can use my insurance and go see my doctor to be sure. God didn't tell us to be foolish. He told us to trust him. but he gave us doctors. He gave us x-ray machines, and he gave us MRIs, and he gave us sonograms, and he gave us all kinds of modern equipment to detect certain things going on in the body. No one has that vision like God has it, but he made it possible for the scientists to put together things to help us here on this earth. That's how much our God loves us. Our God, if he didn't care anything about us at all, it wouldn't matter what happened to us in this life on planet Earth. But because he loves us so very much, he has allowed the scientists to be able to create certain medicines and the biologists and you know, he has allowed the chemist to put together, I don't know what I can do with a mushroom that I see in the yard and can take that mushroom and dissect it and get whatever I need to put from this mushroom to that to come up with a pill or a capsule or even a liquid. I remember back in the day when people had diabetes, they had to boil the needles to keep them sterilized so that they didn't get an infection from an injection. Oh, I like that, an infection from an injection. So they had to boil their needle to sterilize it. And they took the insulin that they were shooting into their body to help them to live from the pig. From the pig. They took the pig's insulin for a human to shoot into their body, and it worked. Now we have throwaways. We got needles that we can throw away. And then they have medicine that they were able to make from a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of that and put it all together. Because if you really knew what was in this stuff, you wouldn't take any of it. So don't knock it. Just take it in Jesus' name and pray that it works for you, because it doesn't work for everyone. I don't take Advil. It doesn't work for me. I don't take ibuprofen. It doesn't work for me. But I can take a little aspirin and it'll make a difference in me. It might upset your stomach. It doesn't bother mine. So I am grateful tonight because Jesus is real. And I know he's real. But when I went back to the doctor today for the results from the tests that were made on me last week, he said, your stress test is fine. Well, that ruled out, okay, your shortness of breath is coming from stress. Not so, according to the test. He says, but your heart muscles are getting a little weak. There is some weakness in the heart muscles. And this is what's causing the shortness of breath. And I said, oh my. I said, so what do we plan to do to fix it? So he says, I'm going to take you off of one medication and put you on another. And as he was talking, I began to pray over the medicine before I even pick it up. I said, God, if this is how you want it to be, so be it. But I'm going to trust in the Lord because he's real. Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. I tell you, my time is winding up. I had a wonderful time at my home church in New York. My sister has the link. If anyone is interested in the link and wasn't able to get it on Sunday, just text her and she can text you the link. I preached Sunday, but it's on YouTube. The name of the church is King's Chapel Church of God in Christ, Southampton, New York. But just Google King's Chapel. Sunday's date, of course, was April the 24th, my birthday. And God moved mightily in the place. Let's go to the Word of God. Let's go to Psalms 34. Just got bad news about 3 hours ago that someone at the birthday party that I attended on Saturday when I got to New York, the person there had COVID. I just got a message from someone who was at the party, just came in, that was at the party on Saturday, said, "Hey, cousin, my rapid COVID test is negative. Also, I also did PCR tests, which takes 2 to 3 days for results. But the rapid test, is showing right now that she is negative." And she was at the party on Saturday as well. I am praying that it escaped me as well, because I visited my husband in the nursing home, and there is other elderly sick people in that place, and I would hate that I went somewhere and picked up that demon and brought it back to those innocent people in that place. So I will go tomorrow, as much as I dread. I don't like anybody playing around in my nose, but for the safety of the people and my husband, I have to go and get this test. But I trust in God that my tests come out negative as well. I hope these people got sick after I left New York on Sunday night. I don't want to sound selfish, but I have too much at stake here. I have a sick husband that I must visit, and I don't want to hurt anyone else. Let's move to the Word of God. Oh, bless his name. The Psalm of David, division. Psalms is not a chapter. Psalms is not chapters. There is no chapters to Psalms. Psalms is either called numbers or divisions. First division of Psalms, third division of Psalms, 23rd number of Psalms. The Psalms is not a chapter. So let's go to the 34th division of the book of Psalms, where David has changed his behavior. Ah, my God, today. And David is saying, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth." What a change. You know, David said that he did some terrible things. David did some bad things, and in the process of doing those bad things, a change had to come. In order for God to get the glory out of his life. See, it's one thing to just go on about your business, but when you are a child of God, it is very important to you that you get the glory and give it to God. Now, that sounded backwards, but you're there to give God his glory. So you don't hold on, what I'm saying, to God's glory. Let God have his glory. Let it come from you. Give God the glory. So David is saying that I've changed my life and changed my talk. My conversation has now changed. And so therefore, I have to do things differently. I have to do things in a different like manner. I will. It has nothing to do with you. How you feel and how you see things. But I will bless the Lord at all times. Because God has been so good to me. And his praises is what I can do. Is give him his praises. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you, God. I lift my hand and praise. I bow to praise thee, whether good times or bad. I praise thee, whether happy or sad. I praise thee with all that I go through, because praise is what I do. For I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do. Come on, David. Let's talk to the people for a few more moments. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. My soul, David is talking now, letting you know. He's informing you as to what, now that he's blessing the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. I keep telling you all, it's a terrible thing to call on God and can't get an answer. It doesn't make sense that you've been praying for 40 years and haven't received an answer. There is something wrong with your prayer life. As I told them on Sunday, you've got to have bread. My subject Sunday was you've got to have bread. In order to pray the way that Jesus said you should pray, Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, and he told them, give us this day our daily bread. So I say to you on tonight, there's a way that you have to pray. Let's get back to Psalms 34. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Verse number 6 says, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's what the scripture says in Matthew in the Beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The poor man cried. God heard him. He heard his cry. Lord, hear my cry. Lord, hear my cry. No use in you praying. God don't hear you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm excited. Poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Now, that's the one we all need, verse number 6, because we all got troubles right about now. I came out yesterday morning at before 10:30, and the gas here in Delaware was $3.19. By the time I was headed back home before 4 o'clock, the gas had gone up to $4.25. It was $4.19, then it went to $4.25. Today I went into Sam's Club, and the gas was $3.89. They had a line like you wouldn't believe. $3.89 when everyone else is doing $4.25. Oh, bless his name. That was on my way up to see my husband. On my way down this afternoon from visiting with my husband, the gas at Sam's had gone up. And I said to my brother Michael, I said, boy, it just takes a moment for them to change those prices. He said, yeah, for the first time in New York, we had a decrease. Oh, bless his name. So we all got troubles, even if it's at the pump. Thank you, Jesus. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, verse number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man trust in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Fear the Lord. Well, that means you're not afraid of God. He's your father. He's ever-loving. He's kind. He's gentle. He's faithful. But fear the Lord. In other words, have respect for the Lord. Just don't say anything in his presence. Just don't do anything in his presence. Have a fear. Have a respect for who God is. Yes, don't just say it's okay that I can, it's my thing. I can do what I want to do. Have respect for the Lord and his people and his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. That preaches right there by itself. They that respect God, they that reverence God, they that has fallen in love with Jesus don't want for anything. For you are not like the lion on tonight where you're suffering from hunger. If you're going to hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. But it says the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they, see, we're not the lions, so it makes a difference. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto his cry. That preaches by itself. His ears is open unto the cry of the righteous. How about that? None but the righteous. The righteous got God's attention. When you call upon the Lord and you're righteous, walking upright, have that fear, that respect for God and his word and who he is. You even have to have respect for the universe. You know how many people cuss the rain? There's so-and-so rain again. There's so-and-so snow. You know what they say. I'm sick of this stuff. Just rain. It'll never stop raining. Have no fear for the work of God. But if God would cause heaven to shut up or shut down, say it that way, he would cause heaven to shut down. If he stopped the rain cloud from coming over the universe and there be no rain, what you gonna do when there's no water? Do you not know? I watched years ago. I don't watch it much now. The program, how is it made? You need to turn from General Hospital and find something worthwhile looking at while you're looking at TV. Gunsmoke is all right, but the smoke needs to go. Watch something that's beneficial, something that you'll have a respect, that fear for who God is. Everything that I saw them make was made with water. Rubber is made with water. Concrete, stone, brick, made with water. You've got to have water. If God would shut off the rain, shut off the supply of water, you wouldn't last long. You can eat all the food your body can hold, but if you don't have water, you're in trouble. You can live off of water a long time. And you need water. So many people don't drink water. Well, I drink soda. Well, soda has to have a portion of water, but it doesn't do the body good like the water does. Oh, yes, soda will help you to quench your thirst, but it's not the same as drinking water. When they pierced Jesus in his side, blood and water, not blood and Pepsi, not blood and Dr. Pepper, not blood and Sprite, and not blood and all I drink is ginger ale. No ginger ale either. All I drink is beer. I don't like water. Give me a beer. My handyman, give him a beer. He don't want milk, coffee, water, straight water, because there is water in beer. But he just give me a beer. That's my beverage. But if God would stop the rain, we'd be in bad shape. My God, today, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. He that keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of us. If you're trusting in the Lord, you will not be ashamed, because God will never let you down. Will he say no? Yes. Jesus will say no, because he knows what's best for you. And I don't care how much you pout and pray and cry and pray and cry and pray and cry, he's going to do what's best for you, because he knows your end. You don't have a clue. That thing that you want so desperately may not be the best thing for you. And if he allows you to get it, suffering, much suffering. But I'm going to trust in the Lord. And I'm going to do good. I'm going to respect God and his word. I'm going to take him at his word. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to lean not to my own understanding. I need the Lord to direct my path. So therefore, I'm going to move over and let God have his way in my life tonight. Oh, come on, somebody. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, bless his name. Because his eye is on the sparrow. And I know that he's watching me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh, his eyes are on the sparrow. He's listening for the cry of his children to come to his ear. God is waiting on you to holler, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's me. again, Lord. I got a prayer that they'll answer. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. It's me. It's me. It's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayers. Not my mother. Not my father. Not my sister. Not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I tell you, I am so happy to have been in your presence this evening. I am so grateful. Again, I thank God for our precious mother, Jeannie. And to my own sister, evangelist Jacqueline Grant, who's on the battlefield for the Lord. I look at the Facebook that she put out there, the message telling you to get on. And here's the number to call in. I sat and I spoke with the nurse today. And she said, your husband is doing good. To me, it seems like it's taking too long. But because she's seen people like him before, and it's taken them so much longer than what he's progressing, she said, he's doing very good. He's swallowing. That's a blessing. She said, he can eat. That's a blessing. She said, things are coming into perspective. She said, he's going to be all right. Now, this is the nurse ministering to me. That's why it is so important that you put yourself around people that saved and God-fearing, full of the Holy Ghost, because they can encourage you. I don't need anyone saying, well, I don't know, good to me. No, she was hitting from the positive note. People are praying. God is moving. She said, he's doing good. And I just threw my hand up and told the Lord, thank you. I'm grateful tonight for you, 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 and you, Mother Blondie and Cousin Mabel and all my Hollywood, Peterfield, Charleston, North Charleston, family, Somerville. Thank God for you. You keep me going. You keep me looking forward to my Wednesday night service. But if no one gets on but me, I still have to preach the gospel because my God is listening all the time. Our hour's growing late. To get a little more music for us tonight. I really miss my husband being able to play our introductional song. But God is not dead. Thank God for Mother Jamie, who is faithful, who hang in there with us. And we just heap up supernaturals on her. I pulled up a little something from Marvin Winans. I don't know what the TV does. You know, last week it froze on me. Let's listen to this for a few minutes. I'm closing out with this.
Wait, come too far from where I started from. No way to die.
Next week, in Jesus' name, amen.